Clip that. Yeah. All right, here we go. And a one and a two and a skiddly diddly do. It is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and you're listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up, presented by Gravy Train Productions and sponsored at one time by Barrel 41 Brewing, another time by Sweet Baby Ray's, and a third time by probably some other company and some other podcast. Jesus Christ. We hope you enjoy this episode because we got some birthdays in the house. Nate, hit the music.
You need pictures of Spider-Man.
I don't know how to read.
At that point, not without beer, you got to come back with something.
The sauce is the boss.
Put some fucking headphones in!
You are listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tuesday Catch-Up. Welcome to the Tuesday Catch-Up. We're so happy to have you. We didn't do Patreon this week, so if things are a little goofy, that's why. We're off our normal cadence. We're off our meds on the catch-up here. And we got some birthdays in the house. I turned 29. Nate turns 28 on Wednesday. Am I correct on 28?
Yep.
Matt turns 37 on Friday or Saturday. Which one?
I turn 30 Monday. On Monday.
Monday. 30. And Harley just finished his birthday where he turned 31. Dude, I'm telling you, we're 2 years out. We just got to make it. If all of us are 30, we're going to be all right. We'll be okay on the podcast. I feel like complete garbage, boys. I was telling you on Patreon, I ate too many bad foods this weekend. Matt and I's weight loss challenge was off to a great start. Also, the scale math is so funny, dude, because I will math a scale into oblivion. I'll be like, well, I was up 3 to start the week, but then down 6.5, but I netted out at down 1.2. And I'm like, that's a pretty good week. And I love to tell myself that's strong fat. Like, that's my favorite way to get on the scales. Like, you know, if you lose too much, you're like, well, that's probably water weight. If you're up 5 pounds, it's water weight. But if you lose 1 pound, you're like, that must have been some like hard fat. Like I burnt like the deepest level of fat. I'm burning from the outside.
It worked my ass off this week.
If you want, I can send you my old scale that was all over the fucking map.
Well, that's the thing is, I was sending Matt, I'd be like down like 0.1 pounds a day, 0.2 pounds a day, whatever it was. Matt was like, I am down 17 pounds. And then the next thing he's like, the next thing he goes, I'm up 37 pounds. Yeah. Dude, are you putting your scale in a teeter totter? Like, what are you doing?
The kicker was when I weighed in 100 pounds less than what I thought I was. I was like, all right, time to go to Walmart.
Matt, you are 203 pounds. Billboard.
Yeah, I've never felt better, guys, to be honest.
Dude, I remember the time I did a weight loss competition with my mom one time, which this is a traumatic memory that I've somehow just unlocked by talking about weight loss.
Code of trust.
Dude, she made me do Weight Watchers with her friends, and I was like 11. I was in I had to go to a Weight Watchers meeting in a YMCA conference room with a bunch. It was me and a bunch of fat chicks. It was me and 24-year-old women. Did I had to, and I had to stand and be like, I'm hated, and I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a foodaholic. I hated. And dude, I had already failed math twice, and now you're gonna have to make me count not only calories but every. It's like Bitcoin. Weight Watchers is bitcoins of food. I go, so how many is this worth? Like, I just keep holding it up to my mom. Can I eat this? Well, hey, that's 8 points. Fuck, I'm over leveraged. I was watching my Weight Watchers like a stressed out broker watches the Dow. I was like, no. It was Black Friday every day or Black Monday or whatever.
French toast sticks are out for me this weekend,
dude. Horrible. And I remember, dude, they literally were like, get your biggest pair of jeans you have, and at the end we're gonna burn all of our fat clothes. Brother, I never left the size. I would have burned my only pair of pants. At the end of 3 months, I would have shown up at the bonfire, taken my current pants off, and burned them in front of everybody. So I gave up. And I think my mom had to pay money to get me into that. And I definitely, like, I think at that point, Harley, she must have known I wasn't a winner. Like, when I just straight up was like, I'm not doing this. She got me into it. I remember being, I was a big, like, one-day gung-ho guy. I was like, yes. We're going to be so shredded. I remember my ideal physique. I'm going to overshare because I didn't prepare for the pod, this is a classic. Listen, here comes a classic symptom of me under preparing for the podcast as I started thinking of embarrassing stories. I wanted to be Hayden Christensen shredded when he was Anakin in episode 3. That was the ideal physique when he woke up from his nightmare and he goes, and you're like, dude, he's so ripped. That's what I thought I would get to if I just followed Weight Watchers. So Jenny Craig can suck my ass, dude.
Mm-hmm. Did he hear that Oprah Winfrey had to step down from the board of Weight Watchers because she was using Ozempic?
I mean, I think that's that's fair.
Yeah.
She had, they go, listen, it's just not good publicity. Like, we can't have you in here.
She's an enhanced athlete at Weight Watchers.
I heard it was because she's done Weight Watchers for like 20 years and has never lost more weight than on the Zempic.
Yeah, she's been fat and
to remove herself.
1999.
Well, we're 8 minutes in and we've insulted Oprah and fat moms. Good start, boys. Love it. Good birthday, Cass. No. That was like a wild time. So now I'm much more committed. My favorite thing is whenever someone kind of presses me about my food decisions, I go, I'm into like holistic wellness. You know, like I feel like it's as equally as like how you feel up here as it is how you feel right in here, you know? And some days you got to feed this one. You know, mm-hmm. You can't always just feed this guy. You got to feed this guy. Mm-hmm. And then that usually shuts them up by about 2 minutes of that kind of hippy dippy bullshit. They're like, all right, this kid's not going to change. Let him be. You know,
what if we tried to harness the positivity in the plus sized movement and started selling skinny mirrors where it's like curved just a little bit so it makes you look skinnier, and then we market it as like a fat positive thing.
I mean, I like that. You know what else is, I know we talked about like nutrition, right? Like we replace, like you have to be naked in your own house. What if we just had mirrors that every day we would replace one of your mirrors and make it slightly a skinnier mirror so that you felt like that was like part of our workout plan? Was you would have to go to the gym, but every week we would replace your mirror with a slightly skinnier mirror so that you get that positive reinforcement. Because what is 90% of the battle? You do 2 weeks of working out, you look at the mirror and you go, I look the same. Well, in my new workout plan, I incentivize you because the second week we replace your mirror to make you look a little skinnier. You're like, I am crushing it. I'm going to keep going. You know, I think that we'd catch the net of people who quit when they don't see results.
Love it.
Actually, I think we pivot and just do this as a prank to Zach because he's going to start freaking out. He's like, oh, I'm getting skinnier.
We give him
why aren't I getting wider?
Jesus Christ, dude. Quit taking shots at the guy. Can we not? I will say, I was very jealous of him because he's going to listen to this. He got to meet the guy from the memes. Baby, don't hurt me. He got to meet that guy. I was like, that's amazing. That's like, dude, that's like me. That's like us meeting Beetlejuice. Like, that's like a piece. Like, that's someone who only exists in the confines of my phone, and he got to see him in 3D. And I gotta wonder like what he was like, but we'll have to get his field reporter view on that. But anyways, skinny mirrors, that's gonna be a new thing for us. How are you boys doing? You doing Nate, Matt? You doing good? We'll come to Harley last because he's probably got the bones of the worst.
I'm doing good. I took down a bunch of notes this week for the Tuesday catch up, which I was kind of in a lull, so that felt really good. And prepping for my giant trip to Greece that I never told the boys about. So, you know.
Yeah, you told us about it last week for the first time. We were like, you're going to Greece?
Actually, I didn't. I think Harley did. Or Nate did.
Yeah. Someone brought it up.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But no, I'm doing good.
I'm glad you look at you all well prepared. I think it's the law of conservation of preparedness on this podcast.
Yeah.
It can only be like, it cannot be destroyed. It can only be transferred or gained. Like if Matt does more, I have less. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He has to borrow my preparedness for his preparedness. There's only rare weekends where we're all the same.
I do have something that I could bring to the squad. Cause I could use some help. I don't know what I'm doing for my 30th birthday. Anna apparently has plans. And all my clues are is we're leaving out of town with our dogs.
I'd say just ride the wave, Matt.
Yeah, you got to ride the wave.
That's the plan. But I'm seeing, do you guys say any?
As a man who's gone through this a couple of times, riding the wave is the best possible outcome. Because I will say this. Sometimes Lucy nails it. I go, what are you doing? She goes, like, all of a sudden I'll arrive and there's a plate of McDonald's. I'm like, you fucking knew it. How did you know? It's like a tear falls down my eyes. Ride the wave, dude. I feel like
I'm all for it.
Yeah, no. It's very fun that the dogs get to come too. That's how you're like, what are we doing? You and the boys are gonna be in the backseat buzzing, dude.
Oh hell yeah, it's gonna be dope. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a good time.
Being Matt, 30.
The best part about being 30 is gonna be like, what are you most excited about for that decade?
1 year closer to Chum and Nate getting 30, and then this podcast really freaking ripping, dude.
Either rips or dies.
Yeah,
dude, it's like Nate turning 30 is the Tuesday catch-ups Y2K.
We might need to really have this podcast launch before one of us becomes a dad, aka Nate.
Yeah, if we don't pop by the time Nate pops a kid out, we're losing a host.
Yeah,
I am seeing vibes right now. I'm gonna need a second. Okay. All right, stop. I'm trying to focus. We didn't do Patreon today. I gotta buzz up a little bit. No, that's going to be a good thing about 30. That's going to be good. I've never had to shut down boobs before. That was a tough moment for me.
Get these boobs out of my face.
Stop it. You're distracting me. And I don't know if my name tag can hide my heart on.
You can call her back if you want. We'll give you a quick 5 seconds if you need it.
It's okay. It's okay. I was watching The Wire earlier while laying on it. Also, dude, we're watching The Wire right now, which big ups, good show. I would put that on a rack. I wouldn't like officially wreck it now because I'm only a few episodes in, but it's set in Baltimore, which is obviously a very scary place. The tales of Chum's adventures in Baltimore are well documented, considering I've taken.
Are you calling it Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You're not Baltimore. Supposed to say that out loud.
Lord Baltimore.
Baltimore. It's my accent, dude. I'm from the East Coast. No, but I've obviously taken some work trips out there. But I jarred a memory loose of my last time out there, which was when I went with my very corporate boss. And we definitely went to a bad side of Baltimore on accident. We were going to a client. We drove to the wrong spot. We got dropped off at the wrong Uber. It was their old office. And I'm sitting there like, my Spidey senses were tingling, but he has boomer sense. Like when you become a white old boomer who's rich in Wisconsin, your Spidey sense dulls out. You don't have that anymore. You don't have your street dog in you. I got a little street dog still in me a little bit, or just what I call anxiety. But we get dropped off this place and my hair starts standing up my neck. I'm like, we are not in a nice part of town. I'm like, I know it for a fact. I've seen too many of the telltale signs that show me that we need to not be like walking around hanging out. We get to the wrong spot. We know we're in the wrong place. And I get on my boss. I call my client. I go, hey, like, I think we're at the wrong spot. She goes, oh, yeah. You need to come up here. And then she hears my boss in the background go, yeah, let's just walk it. It's only a mile and a half. Like, that's a good morning for a walk. And I hear her yell over the phone, you do not walk that. She's like, you get an Uber right now. And he's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, that, like pointing to like, like just rows of like homeless people and like obviously bad news happening. I'm like, that is not going to happen. Dude, that was a trip from hell. I remember my boomer boss couldn't figure out how to check. He like badgered the CEO of the company that we were visiting for a bottle of whiskey. Like, cause they're like, you guys have your own whiskey. And he kept going, that's so cool. I wish I had some. He just kept saying it all weekend, which is so funny. I was like, I'm getting like secondhand cringe. Finally, the guy goes, yeah, I guess you could just like have one. So he gets it. We're late to the airport because he wouldn't get in the Uber because he's inside yelling at the hotel clerk because his room wasn't good enough. It's 4:30 in the morning. We're late for a flight. He's in the hotel going, I mean, I just wanted to leave a review card. Like, you guys need to be better. Like, he was just bitching this lady out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself. Like, it's one of those two. Dude, it's a classic sign of an old white rich boomer that they like the minute they get out of town, they want to go crazy. They're like, let's go out and get some beers. Let's go see what the young people are doing. I'm like, no, like the young people don't want us out. Like, I know I was a young person. If I saw you, I go the other way. And they're like, let's go to the club. Like, and then white boomers, dude, they're kind of like social cucks. They're like, I just want to stay here, but you go talk to women. Come on, go say something. You're like, no, bro. Like, fucking not happening. Dude, every old white guy I've ever traveled with has tried these they'll bring the waitress over and be like, this guy thinks you're hot. I'm like, no, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, hate it. Anyways, he yells at that lady. We get to the airport.
That's a good comedy bit. You should write that down.
Yeah, they are social cucks.
Dude, they are social. This guy thinks you're fucking sexy. I go, don't talk to Greg. Shut the fuck up. Like, what the hell? Oh, man. I will tell you on the Patreon, the other, like, this was years ago. This is like 2017. There's another good little dug, but that was for the Patreon. We get to the airport and my boomer boss at the time has his whiskey and he walks in and I like, he's a business guy. I thought business people knew how to fly. Like, I only know how to fly because I just had to like anxiously learn it. He goes up and he can't figure out how to check. He stands in the long line to get to the front to check his bag. And they're like, no, you use the station, sir. After a 30 minute wait, like, we are burning all of our reserve fuel. We got nothing for the return trip. And they go, you need to use the station. He can't figure it out. And I go, hey, like, I finally step in and go, hey, you're going to have to leave the liquor behind. I'm like, you have a carry on. And the only thing holding you back is a bottle of whiskey. I'm like, you have to let it go. And he's like, and he sets it down. He goes, you don't tell anybody about this. I'm like, sure, man. I'll wait 2 years and tell it on the podcast. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a shit. And then he can't figure out how to get in. And he's like, where do we go? Where do we go? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I've only been out here a few times. And he just looks at me and he yells at me and TSA, oh, good night. Oh, hey. Anyways. Whoa, and he looks, yeah, I got a double duty on the boobies tonight. That's how you know it's my birthday. He looks at me before we go to TSA and he just looks at me, screams in a fucking crowded 5 a.m. terminal. He goes, lead. I was like, I almost went sassy black woman on him. I know you didn't talk to me like that. I know you didn't just yell at me in front of all these people. And then we get like trapped in TSA, like we take separate lines. And I get through first, and our plane is like, we are like 2 minutes to boarding or 2 minutes to door closing. Boarding's been over. And he goes, run ahead and have them stop the plane. I'm like, they're not gonna. Like, what do you mean stop the plane? I'm not Nicolas Cage, dude. I can't just run up and be like, hold that fucking door. So I sprint it up and I go, my boss is coming. Can you hold it? And they're like, no. They're like, he's gonna make it or he's not. And I was like, what do I do? Do I get on the plane and just leave my mean boss here? Worst trip from ever. Oh, and lastly, I'll tell you about this. I don't know why I'm just like,
did going he make out, it first?
He made it. He made it. All of a sudden, you see his fucking ass just like running down, like boomer speed walking because they refuse to run. Why would undignify themselves? They'd rather undignify the 23-year-old employee. He can run and do it. Fuck you. Fuck me if I'm running. We, the day I picked him up for the trip, we get in the car and not even a block away, he turns the radio down. And he goes, so Hayden, why won't you get vaccinated? I was like, what the fuck, man? We're gonna spend three days in planes and cars. Are you gonna just drop that on me? Like, I'm like a block in my car. I remember I texted Lucy. I'm like, I'm quitting this job. I think I was gone within 2 months. I was like, fuck this. I hate people. So
then you got vaccinated anyways.
And then I got vaccinated, but that was because they had, dude, the marketing job did not have the pull that other people did. Other things were being held hostage against me for the vax, which was fine. Like I got it because of that reasons, but my marketing job wanting me back in the office is not going to get me to do it. So I kowtowed for other reasons.
I mean, it could have actually worked. And if it would have been the difference between you working at home and going to the office, you probably still wouldn't have got it.
Correct. So that's my little experience with Baltimore. And I don't remember how we got there, but
anyways,
Matt going to Greece and turning 30. About the Baltimore.
Let me make this about Baltimore. Me for about 7 minutes. Shut up for a second. Let me tell you a long winded story with really not a whole lot of conflict resolution or points and punchlines.
Can I say something though?
What am I, a comic in the valley? What's up, Matt?
It was worth it.
Thank you.
It was a great story.
God, dude, thank you. I tried it. Dude, I'm trying my best out here. Nate,
six degrees of Kevin Bacon. It does connect somehow.
It does. It all comes back to Baltimore.
It's all back in Baltimore. The wire. That's what it is. Watch the wire, dude.
Wire because you saw boobs.
Wire. Boobs. Boobs.
Hardly know her.
The wire.
It's just like you could trace it back the way my brain jumps. Tits make me think of TV, which make me think of boobs. I was laying on my wife's boobs watching The Wire. The Wire reminds me of Baltimore. Reminds me of a work trip. I hate work. I hate marketing. All of a sudden, I was nine years in the past just telling
you got us, iPad baby brain.
Dude, I absolutely do. I've got fucking Google tab brain. I open six folders at once and just kind of bounce from each one. Yeah. All right, now let me pass up. Nate, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Yeah. Had a relaxing weekend, did some wrenching, and watched some Star Wars, did a lot of choring.
Prequels, regular Coles, overcoles.
What?
Like prequels, shows, what were you watching? What was the Star Wars?
I was watching Andor, which I actually wrecked pretty heavy. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina and I started Ahsoka, which I also think is pretty good.
Yeah, I thought Andor was very solid. Thought that was like... It's a fun offshoot. We don't need all the fucking Jedi mumbo jumbo, those freaks and their lightsabers. Let's get into the nitty gritty of the conflict. Let's talk about the pawns on the board. Who's making the real moves in the Star Wars universe? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And yeah. All I want to know is like, if you cut off Ahsoka's hair, would it bleed? Porn. Is it? It looks like ball skin.
It'd be like a lizard tail. I think it would grow back.
Oh, I like that.
It's like elephant tusks. They make them into ivory.
Something she's the last of her kind.
They're poaching the Ahsokas off the planet. whatever they were. Dude, that was the one. The original show is Shaak Ti was the original. She had the big things. That's some deep Star Wars. That's some lore for you boys. Well, that's in the deleted scenes of Star Wars 3 and the Clone Wars series. My dad used to pacify me at the Clone Wars series while he and his buddies drank in their kitchen. Let me tell you, the animated series held up. Not shit. Just because they made me plates of chicken nuggets and stuck me in the living room. Anytime I see a clone shoot a droid, I smell cigarettes, dude. It's like fucking, it's like a Freudian or Pavlovian response. I smell grits and I hear laughing. Something to think about. Huh? One more? Yeah, one more. Very nice. That's three, boys. Three and 30 minutes. Feet. God bless. What a life. Greg, get in your tits. We'll have to have a coordinated flash mob, as they call it, when all four of our ladies flashes at once. Beautiful. Now let's go on to Mr. Grump, my brother, Hard Dog. How you doing today, buddy?
Man, you know, for having such a good weekend, I hate that it has to be colored by such a negative experience, because it really was a good weekend. I went down to Madison Friday. Ty guy, he had through his job at the Capitol, some group had a suite at the Badger hockey game. So we went and ate a bunch of free food and drank some free drinks and watched a hockey game. So that was
you're
a good
in the pro life suite at Badger Stadium.
No, you're that's what was surprising about it. I think it was like a very liberal type group. But they, you know, they gotta share the wealth. So I was behind enemy lines, but not really.
They're like, all right, everybody, invite your hippie friends.
Yeah.
We gotta make this look neutral.
Harley, Big didn't invite you because he had an extra ticket. He wanted cred. He literally used you as a shield.
I had two beers and started yelling about the border.
Schmucked you. They all brought one.
They put us all in a separate box now that I think about it.
Oh my god. He goes, I gotta go take care of some business. You see him signing you in like it's daycare. Amazing. How was it? Do they have a good spread? What's the spread like at a college hockey game?
Great spread. Well, it's the box, it's the big league. So they had like pulled barbecue chicken sandwiches, they had some amazing dips and little snacks and hors d'oeuvres, and then they had a banging mac and cheese and brisket cubes that you could put into it. And then they had baked beans and some other side. So a little barbecue,
just a big fart box.
Could you drink there?
Yeah, they had a bunch of beers. Wine, like six different kinds of craft beers, sodas, pretty much anything you could want.
Sports stadiums are like society in such a microcosm, like the haves and the have-nots. There's like these warm boxes with buffet, like more food than they can eat, almost always an untouched spread. And then you've got people just like, it's my first game in 12 years. They're shivering. Uh-huh. They split a foot-long hot dog a dad and his son do with like one watered-down hot chocolate. And then like that's that. But hey,
that's their event. Yeah,
dude.
No, it kind of cracked me up because we were on the way out and Tyler's telling me about like, I guess the office at the college that has that box, or like, I don't know, some sort of political entity in Madison that has the box. They do this every game. They have a box for the season. And you still have to pay for all the shit that they have. Like, it's like a hotel. Like, they'll charge you for how many beers you drink. And I guess every time that the Republican staffers get invited, it's always the biggest bill of the season. It's just a pure outlier on their budget sheet. They're like, are you sure that bill's right? And they're like, yep.
Goddamn Republicans are at it again. Those guys can crush beer.
Getting after it.
That's so funny to think that they're like a disparity. Like, they come in here, they eat all our pulled pork and they drink all our beers, and then they yell about abortion until the game's over.
Such is life.
Anyways,
then I went back, whooped Tyler's ass in some video games. I came out ahead on the weekend. Saturday was good until the moment where it was not so good. We met up with Hayden and some boys playing basketball. I went for a ball I probably shouldn't have gone for. It was a jump ball that was not really of any consequence. And I landed goofy and like my knee, I just knew something was wrong. I felt like a weird tweak or a pop. Like, lifted over to the sideline, was like stretching it, trying to straighten it. I feel another pop and all of a sudden it's back into place. I'm like, oh shit, here we go. Maybe it was just a little dislocation. Like, I don't know. Didn't play anymore. I was like, just testing it out. I was doing like a little jog. I was doing some like deep knee bends and like side shuffle. I'm like, all right,
deep knee bends, what you should do right after your knee makes horrible popping noises.
It got back into place. And so anyways, day goes on, go back to Tyler's. We kind of go out and we go out for dinner and I got to get back to my car and it's about a mile walk. Well, my knee's feeling fine. I'm like, oh, what's a mile? I'll save 10 bucks on an Uber. I'm literally like a tenth of a mile from my car, my knee buckles again. I just like crumple in the street going to my car. And I'm like, oh, holy fuck. And I stand up, try to get the reverse pop again. Couldn't get it. So like limp into Tyler's apartment, get my keys, get whatever, go and play Rock Band. And I'm like smiling and playing guitar and having fun. But in the back of my head, I'm like, fuck.
Another eight more months of rehab.
8 months of just eating shit.
Dude, your knee's like Groundhog's Day. If you get on a basketball court, it decides if you have 8 more months of rehab or not.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
It's unbelievable. Harley plays like I come to him on the sidelines. I go, hey, man, He's like, well, I only have one speed. I go, can you not? Like, what are you? Like, why are you diving for loose balls out of bounds? Like, Harley's throwing bows in the paint. He's throwing no look passes. Like, dude, the average BMI on the court was so high. Harley was by far the fastest, skinniest, most talented basketball person, but also trying the hardest. I'm like, give us a fucking break, dude. I'm like, one of us is wearing rec specs, and half of us are in. Joe and I were wearing football play wristbands. Like, it could not have been that serious. Harley's cutting the lane and doing Euro steps, like jumping and double clutching, throwing reverse layups. I'm like, dude,
it was good until it wasn't.
I couldn't believe it. Harley was running like a full court press and like driving the lane. Why are you doing this? And then
we lowered the hoops. I tried to dunk and just got stuffed by the rim.
So what's the diagnosis?
You're asking for it.
I don't know. I gotta go to the ortho next week, so I haven't been able to straighten my knee since it like repopped, and it's definitely more swollen.
Orthodontist.
I gotta get an MRI.
A-word.
I literally told him, I'm like, well, thank God you live in a place with, you know, the best medical care in the country, just a phone call away.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yoy.
Oh, yar dog, dude, never ends.
Yeah. So, I feel so verdict's bad. Out on that. But it was.
Bad time for the internet to go out. Yep. That'll happen. He held strong.
I heard there were some megabytes out west. Make the trek down to the California.
Harley and Sarah pack a wagon. We're going to go find some better internet. There's a couple gigs. We hear there's gigs up in those mountains. There's gigs up in these hills. And they're on the road. They go, oh, no, pirates. They're coming to steal our internet. The Oregon Trail. Come to
download 6 movies next to us.
They're watching Netflix on my account. That's all right, Harley. Someday you're gonna have good bandwidth. When you come back to civilization, what a glorious day that'll be. He's gone. It'll be fine. No, because the thing is, Harley's gonna move back to town, and then Matt or I's just gonna fucking disappear for some reason. Like, we're one of us will be in the remote nothingness. Like, this is just how it seems to go. As the four of us can't all be, you know, like in sync internet wise at once. But
way too easy.
No, we had a good time though, boys. We played we had a 10-man squad, so we rotated a band and we had Rock Band 1, 2, and 3. And then we all pitched in like $10 a person so that we browsed the downloadable catalog and bought every song we could have thought of, dude. We bought so many random songs. One of our friends who has like, he might be the best front man at Rock Band ever. He twirls the mic by the cord between like choruses, and he did a 5-song Toby Keith tribute set to start the night. I was on the floor like kicking my legs laughing at one point when he was singing. He was killing me so hard. And then later that night, we are all like, we're pretty well indulged in what we've been doing. And we're singing, we're playing Down with the Sickness by Disturbed. And you know how like there's that like block at the end of it where he's like
the interlude where he's
like,
yells.
Don't do it again, mommy. He's like yelling and screamo. Obviously, Rock Band doesn't have that. He just put it in there himself. It's supposed to be a tambourine solo. All of a sudden I just hear him go, don't you fucking hit me. Don't do it again, mommy. I've been a good boy, mommy. I was like, dude, I was playing guitar. I think I got a 0% on the solo because I was just dying. And then he turns on Limp Bizkit Nookie, and he keeps going, I did it all for the Nookie. You could take that cookie, stick it straight up here. And then he'd hand the mic out to people to go, ass, ass. Dude, just
a true performer.
Dude, by the end of the week, we're like, no one can compare. Like, I didn't even want to try. But I will say, there's something beautiful about singing something so outside your vocal range. And none of us had voices by day two, so you had no issue with it. Like, we duetted Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads, and that was so fun. You start a conversation, you can't even finish it. It's like so so silly and stupid. I mean, I'm telling you,
how did I get here?
Yeah, that is one of the best. Like, I don't know, I feel like you gotta have the right, like, us four would have a blast with it too, because you gotta be with people who you don't care about like just letting it rip with, because that's the only way. Because sometimes you want to give it up for a note. Like, I remember there were a couple times I had to climb to try to get to a note, and I'm like, fuck it, let's be legends. And then and the best part is, we had someone was singing Chop Suey, and he takes a big breath and he goes, die. It was like, could not have been more off key. And I was up in the kitchen microwaving something, and I'm just dying laughing hearing him like try to do the song. I love it. We're doing Rock Band next time we're all together. We're gonna rip it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love that. Love that. But anyways, let's do the real news, huh?
Mm.
News.
Humor.
Welcome to the Tuesday Catch-Up News. Did I hear open the door?
No.
Oh. Welcome to the Tuesday Catch-Up News. I'm your newscaster tonight. In the news, there's a rat-shaped hole in Chicago that people visit to pay their respects. Each night you can watch the changing of the rats where a ceremony is held. I see that on Instagram, the stories of people walking the rat hole. In other news, police department in Illinois apologizes after creating a Call of Duty-themed poster for recruitment. The marketing ploy didn't work out anyways, as everyone who signed up didn't want to meet IRL. In other news, police called to an immersive Willy Wonka experience after family showed up to an empty warehouse. User BillyFire17 said this was arguably the best experience he's been to. Sandwiches had meat and didn't have to sell myself for water. That is such a good Firefest reference, by the way, Chit.
Thank you.
Kudos.
And his name was Billy Fire, too, and he went to the Firefest?
No, it's... We'll dissect these after. In other news, U.S. carries out first airdrop of aid for Gaza. Apple was very happy to see their messaging feature put to such good use. Palestinians with iPhones were greeted with photos of instructions for self-help and mindfulness techniques. In other news, man arrested after trying to steal a self-driving taxi in L.A. In his defense, he was just trying to protect American jobs. In other news, a U.S. man extends record for most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime to over 34,000. A Wisconsin podcast host is right on his heels with an astonishing 15,000 McTriples, decades ahead of the record-setting pace. I would love to see a record counter of how many McDoubles I've eaten, like how many McDouble patties I've ingested. Moving on in the news, a recent boring audit review finds a large disconnect on it in the safety standards. I'm going to restart that. A recent boring audit review finds a disconnect.
Boeing. So I must have fucked up the.
Oh, you're good. I couldn't tell if I was doing inflection. All right. Fuck it. We'll do it live. A recent Boeing audit review finds a large disconnect on its safety standards. The only disconnection Boeing has is its airplane doors. In other news, over 100 rabbits were taken from a California backyard hoarding situation, and the number of rabbits could grow. No shit. Ever heard of the phrase, fuck like rabbits? And that's...
News.
Oh, what does that mean to play us out?
Fuck it. Dude, that Willy Wonka story is so funny. They're basically using AI to create these like a big, like elaborate event posters that show that you're like, also people are dumb as shit. Like, can you imagine seeing an AI poster of like a man riding a unicorn and being like, I get to do that? Basically what these people did, they saw a Willy Wonka poster for an immersive experience and showed up. And it was like someone rented out like an old Amazon warehouse and put up like big printed decorations and stickers on the wall. And they're like, it's immersive.
It was so sad. And all these people were just pissed because they got God, dude.
Yeah. Your fault, dude. You paid for an experience and you got an experience. Also, if you want to be immersed, use your imagination.
Arguably a better story.
Dude, I used to lead armies of thousands in my backyard. All I had was a toy shield and a toy sword. You want to be immersed? Just be a little autistic.
Be a little
just
autistic. Fucking,
yeah. Just fucking let go a little bit. Cut that tether to reality and have some fun, baby. You are in the Chronicles of Narnia and everybody is after you and you are the lead. Draw the sword and fight, dude. These people, I mean, everyone wants to be spoon-fed an immersive experience. You have to do your part too, you know? I'm a big fan of like, if you want to be into something, you got to kind of let yourself completely go. Like that's why I like role-play games. I think role-playing games are hilarious because if you finally shed that last bit of humility you have, you can have a good fucking time. You just have to let go of all the things that make you a functioning human. You just have to fucking let it all go. Whatever, you'll get on board with me soon enough, fellas. That doesn't matter. Why don't we do...
That's why I can't wait for VR, because that'll allow me to shed it and really feel in the game. I just can't wait for GTA 6 in my Apple Vision Pro headset.
You had the script club?
Yeah.
See, no touching.
Hayden, one time at your house, I got way too high at your college house, and I fell asleep while you guys were all playing GTA. I had a nightmare that I thought I was playing GTA in like goggles in virtual reality, and it turns out I was actually like murdering people in real life, and I was on trial. It was horrible. I was like, I don't think I like those games anymore.
Yeah, dude, they're so fun. Going to the strip club and the security guard keeps walking past and you have to try to touch the strippers before the security guard would get back. That was like my high school experience was literally your controller would vibrate if the security guard came back and you'd be like, oh, fuck, my mom's going to come in and see me dancing.
Most of my middle school childhood was me and Johnny and Matt in our basement paying hookers.
And then killing them, like, taking your money back.
Killing them, taking your money back.
Yeah. That's the best. Those are the
days, dude.
Yeah, they wonder why we're all so fucked up. I was 14 running a crime syndicate that spanned all of New York. I've killed more men in my lifetime than my grandpa did in real life, than he ever could have hoped to. I'm a merchant of death. No, I do think that VR is the best. I've been watching people argue on poker online on VR. Oh. Like, obviously, what comes with VR, what comes with like an earnest role play game is trolls. And I think that's also an enjoyable piece that you have to try to like be a part of. But the problem is it immersion breaks for all these people, right? Like, I have trolls come into some of the games. I've like that World War II game. I have trolls jump in there all the time. And honestly, if you kind of like just keep doing your thing, they eventually either like join you or you can have fun with the troll. But people will instantly be like, it's broken for me. I'm reporting you. You're reported. Why are you being like this? It's like, dude, you're so gay. Shut up. And there was a guy playing poker today and he kept like making fun of the dude next to it, or he kept going, I'm going to report your username. You're not balls deep 171. He's like, that's inappropriate. You're going to be prompted to change your username 48 hours. And the dude, you see him turn, he goes, this dude's gay. And all the guys on the table laugh. And then you see him reach over in VR and pat his head. He goes, you're all right, little boy. And then goes back to playing poker. I'm like, dude, I love it. Bring back bullying is the, you know, some fun.
What's the early phase of video games, right? Like VR, like back in the day of Call of Duty 4 and stuff, like those were, dude. It was the early time. So you had a bully.
You either needed, here's the two ways to get out of a bad Call of Duty lobby or to win that was to scream as loud as you could and pretty much break everyone's ears to a point of muting, which is a good like nuclear deterrent button, mm-hmm. right? If they start screaming, just scream the worst thing you could hear of and just like pull the mic close to your mouth so it's distorted. Or you learn how to clap back. Like you'd have some great like stuff. But now, dude, people are so smart. Like I have two friends that were talking shit to these guys online and they pulled their IPs and shut their Wi-Fi off. It was like 3 months ago. They were playing games. They kept talking shit to one guy and he goes, all right, Middleton, Wisconsin. And then about a minute later, he got disconnected from the game and his Wi-Fi was off. He's like, fuck. They threw up my internet. Amazing.
That's glorious.
Yeah, I love that shit. You know what else I love? I love segments. Fucking love segments. Wine or time?
It is time to wine or shine.
Is the segment where we talk about what we like, what we don't like, have a couple sausages, maybe 4 or 5 cigarettes. It's Wine or Shine. It's America's favorite segment. Harley, you're going to start us tonight. Give us some.
All right. Well, despite the damper on the weekend, I do have a shine of it all.
Shine.
Yeah. The shine is pity sex.
There's a thorn in the lion's paw. Uh-huh. And this lion needs some top.
Dick still works. I okayed that one.
Dude, when you're hurt, it's the best. It's guy on bottom time.
Yeah. The best. I mean, part that's your MO, isn't it?
No, dude. Do you know what
you boys?
Brother. You'd be surprised. People like getting squished. Kind of like I'm like a weighted blanket. Pity sex is that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much all there is to it.
That's my shine. I got laid. Very good.
No, we've all gotten it before, you know what I mean? But when it's like something you actually feel bad about, like you don't have to like be pitiful for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can just tell grateful. They feel kind of bad. They know it'll pick morale up, dude. It's like a hot meal for the troops on the front line. Mm-hmm. he's in it right now.
Cigarettes in your meal.
Yeah. It's a lucky strikes, dude. It's just give the man a couple minutes of love.
It's a little morphine drip.
It is absolutely.
You're not healed, but it takes your mind off of it for a little bit.
Absolutely, dude. You're morphed to a better place.
Out on the battlefield, dog.
Getting showered. Quick. I need to quick have sex with me. My knee hurts. Quick. It's the only way to feel better. Nice, Harley. Congrats.
That's all,
hey,
that's all I got.
Congrats on the sex. That's what I'd say.
Congrats on the sex.
Love that. I also have a pretty weak one, so I'll just go right now. My wine is being the bigger man. Dude, ooh, is there anything fucking lamer than being the bigger man in a situation where you're right?
No.
And I don't mean that in like relationship. I mean like in general, like some, like you're genuinely getting screwed over and you have to just sit there and be the bigger man and just be like, yeah, that's just the way it is. I guess.
I honestly think that's like unhealthy. I think that makes you sick in the inside.
I think it does, but I think you have to do it. It's like, I think there's sometimes where you just have to do it. Like it's a sucky thing. Cause there's sometimes where you're trapped in a box where like speaking your mind would feel good. It's like, it'd be like the short-term gain for long-term pain as far as like speaking your mind on that, or you take the short-term pain for the long-term like potential for reward at it. Some context here. I got kind of blown off my spot for Friday for no reason at all, except for someone fucked up. And now I don't get to do my show on Friday the way I thought I was going to get to do my show. And that sucks. It's embarrassing. I had a lot of people come and like thought it was going to be a big night. It's obviously not that anymore. But the person who got put on it, it's not their fault. They didn't ask to get put on the show, but they got offered it. And they said yes, because they didn't know I was on it. And I'm not going to, like, they're a friend of mine. I wouldn't get in their way. And then the person who's like, who asked me to do the show, the headliner, he's like, hey, like, I don't know what you want me to, like, I could make a bigger stink about it, but like, what is that going to do to, like, it's only going to serve to hurt him. It serves him not to help him. So basically I'm the one who has to take all this and just be like, thanks. Sounds good. And I don't like that. I think being the bigger man stinks. I'd love to call somebody and yell at them, but there's no one to call, you know, or there is, but like, it would only serve to be bad.
Am I crazy? What happened is you got booted off of the line.
I'm not off sure. I was supposed to. Full content. I was supposed to feature at Skyline on Friday. It's a big deal. Like it's the middle spot, which once you start doing that more, you start to make more money. You could actually make this like, it's a big deal. And it was, it's on the weekend of the birthday. We were gonna have a bunch of friends come out and we were all going to go do something after. I was trying to formulate all the plans. And, as all of a sudden someone posted last week, hey, I'm featuring next Friday on this show. And I messaged them. I'm like, hey, I don't know if mine fucked up or you're fucked up or what happened. I'm like, but I got asked to do this 3 months ago by the person doing it. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like they asked me, here's my email that shows I am in. I'm like, oh shit. Like this sucks. It's obviously on the club's fault. So I text the headliner. I'm like, hey, do you know what's going on? Cause they've got us both saying we're doing it. And that's kind of an issue. And he's like, oh yeah, I don't know. I've had some issues with them. Let me check in. 3 days pass. Finally, I get a message back at like midnight on Friday. It's like, hey, I'm sorry, but they told me you can host it or that's it. But they're not letting you, like, you can't do the longer set. And I was like, what the fuck? Why? But I can't ask him to go do it. Cause he's like, has a relationship. They have like six clubs. I can't ask him to go make a stink. And I can't ask the feature guy to be like, yeah, you drop out of your first time doing this. Like, no, fatty, I'm excited for him. He should do it. But I have to sit there and just be like, well, I guess I get to be the guy who has to like pull it down off all of his stuff and tell his friends he's not doing it. Like, it just, that's, you know, that's not fun. And so I had to be the bigger man and I don't like it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Especially because the two people, the two guys who broke it to me are friends of mine, so it's not their fault. I want to call the club and be like, "You guys keep fucking with me, and I don't like it." But I can't
keep jelking me around.
They've been jelking me around for months, dude. I'm telling you, whole club full of jelkers.
I mean, I think you can to the club. Fuck.
Once I get to the club, I'm gonna give them some shit. I'm like, y'all fucking suck. I was like, you cost me not only, like, I said no to three other paid work for this weekend because I was excited about doing the show, and now I'm what? I get $50 to sit in a green room, and I don't get any free tickets. I get one free ticket as the host. So that's like, ask my friends to buy $30 comedy tickets. Yeah, fucking right, dude. Mm. What is he? 8 minutes of me eating my fucking dick doing drink announcements. Hey, make sure you get your 3 hour shots of McGillicuddy's. Blows, dude. It's a bunch of fucking, and then you just hear people, I'll have the frosted watermelon mojito, and they're like, yeah, I get, lady, do you need to yell the drink order? Like, I'm in the middle of a goddamn setup. Like, anyways, that's my wine. Well, dude, I told you my New Year's resolution was to speak my mind. Well, it's March and I'm being tested. Mm. You know,
you better go give Skyline a
Nate, piece. You've been quiet. What would you do on this?
I've had to bite my tongue a few times over the last few months and it sucks, but sometimes you're barking up the tree that doesn't deserve to get barked at and it's not going to help anybody in the end, but being a team player won't hurt.
Exactly. The two guys that I'll be like, if I'm cool about this, the two guys that it means the most to be cool will be fine. And if I tried to bark up the correct tree, no pun intended, the company is Bark, but no pun intended. If I tried to bark up the Bark tree, it's literally such a big tree that it would never reach the top. I'd be barking at a squirrel on branch one when in reality, I want to kill the fucking like owl in branch four, you know?
Yeah. You don't want to be red listed to the treehouse.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, go to Oklahoma. I'm just kidding. I'm probably good.
Please send me to Oklahoma.
Please, dear God, I'll be up for Hans Kim. All right, Nate, Watershed.
I'm going to do kind of a combo. I'm going to wine, shine, and squash beef in one whole thing.
Wow.
Because I've got beef with somebody on the pod.
What?
Oh.
Yep. My wine shine beef combo is Fortnite.
The shine.
I love playing Fortnite. With the boys. Harley's on there. Matt's on there all the time. I love it. And the beef related to Fortnite is with me.
Oh no!
I am the beef. I love playing Fortnite. And Matt is the most atrocious player ever.
He's so bad.
We've spent so much time playing these video games. How have you not gotten even like the slightest bit better?
It's 103 and I suck.
And I just can't sit there and enjoy, like, my beef is with me and my wine is with me. Because you know what? I should just be happy that I'm hanging out with my bros, playing Fortnite, chilling. But it gets to me, man. watching Matt do the most asinine shit at time after time. It just drives me nuts,
dude.
And I formally apologize, Matt. I know it's not what you want to do at the end of the day, is get yelled at on the internet by your brother. But goddamn it,
Matt's the crying cat meme when he sets his headset down. He's just been getting berated by all of us.
Truthfully, I think it's hilarious, and I do those crazy things because one time it's gonna pay off, and we're gonna talk about it for years to come.
Dude, you're the fucking trick shot king. You're the dude perfect in Fortnite. Oh. Nate, I'm gonna swing off the zip line, shoot the rocket, zip line back. It's like, why are you doing that? We're in a perfect position to win.
We had the most insane situation. We're trapped in the vault, and three guys come in. It's me, Sam, and Matt. And three guys come in, and I'm like, all right, I'm holding the door. Do we have an exit out of here? And they're like, Matt's like, you guys hold the door. I'm gonna go check see if there's a way out of here. So
that's your first problem. You let Matt run on his own.
Somebody's got to protect the door, and I got the hot trigger finger. And so these guys start coming in. I take out two of them, and I almost get the third guy. And for some reason, I'm the only one shooting. I get downed, and you can see the outline of your teammates.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking around, and I see them down two floors below me in the vault that they got into. They're looting. They left in the middle of a fight. Start of the fight, middle of the fight. They left to go get loot and left me hanging. And then they both run up one by one and get murdered by the one guy who had half health left.
Dude. It's so hard because you're having so much fun. Like, even the lobby's a good vibe. The initial drop's a good vibe. The minute combat starts, you're like, this is not the man I want in my foxhole.
I have to wrangle him up. Anytime we move anywhere, I go, hey, guys, we're moving. Let's get going.
Dude, that Matt at his best is me on, like, the strongest edible I've ever taken. Like, there are times when I play with you guys and I realize I'm half a map away and I'm like, oh, fuck, my bad, boys. And I, like, catch up. But anytime I'm separated from the pack, by the time I'm back, Matt's now behind me. I'm like, where the fuck is he? Like, how is he always looting?
My new move is that I like to get behind, and then I come way overshot with a car in like full boost and usually land on guys.
It's so
wild
funny.
Card, man. You need one.
Matt, I absolutely love you. Sorry for hollering at you.
No, it's appreciated.
It is so hard not to get fired up because you're having fun and you try to remind yourself, like, this is a good time. Hey, what other universe would I get to hang out with my brother on the, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're in a virtual world fucking around. But then, but with dude, when you're getting third, you're like, how was video games tonight? Good. Just put my fucking mask on. Good. I had fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Matt didn't leave me to die once or twice.
We had to revive him 9 times. Oh man, my god!
So fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, Matt, is that so? That was a wine shine beef squash.
The shine was. I love playing Fortnite with Matt.
Yeah,
the beef was with me for getting mad at him, sure. And the wine is how have you not gotten better?
How is that really good possible?
Like I said, like. There are very basic mechanics that you should have seen and learned by now, just from playing the game and watching other people, that like it just makes sense that you would just like pick that up a little.
You know what the problem
over
is?
The year,
I'll tell you,
what two, the three, is, okay. five years of playing.
I have gotten better. They're putting us in these sweaty lobbies, dude.
I don't know, Matt. You're kind of like Matt. You're a play by feel guy, dude. Because like you run into situations and there's like, here's what a good player would do: 1, 2, or 3. And you're like, I'll kick door 4 open and see what happens.
You're like, I got this, boy.
Hey, I'm a freewheel a little bit. Like, hey guys, it's like jazz. Everything's kind of moving and grooving out here.
Starts pouring gasoline on the doors. I'm
fight
getting out of here one way or the other.
Fight back. Hide. Wait for command. Loot. Yeah. I have to get more loot. That's sweet, sweet.
I hear that goddamn chest.
Dude, you Pavlov dogs yourself. Every time you hear a chest, you will stop what you're doing and come hell or high water, you're opening that fucking chest.
That's true. I do have to do that. I will say, though, that ex-host of the pod, Jake, was making me laugh so hard because he'd be off on his own and he'd just go, I'm dead. It's Ninja.
Anytime you die, that's a streamer. That's a streamer. That's Ninja.
They just clipped that. Ninja clipped it.
Dude, that's such a funny way. We had a friend who would, when Warzone first came out, if he ever, he would forget to open his parachute and die and be like sniped out of the air. He just genuinely would try to convince us. So he got sniped in midair. That was his claim to fame. Dude, I think like 3 times in one night, I got fucking shot out of the air again. I'm like, dude, I literally watched you. You forgot to open your parachute. Like you're just stoned, you jackass. Oh, video games is so funny. It's so fun. It's the best.
I'm going to put Matt through a training regiment. Just
I think
him,
we just start you, streaming.
I got to teach you the basics of combat.
It's been dude. 2 decades of playing Call of Duty, Fortnite, Halo. It's not worth it, buddy.
We're gonna strip Matt down to his like barest atom, and then we're gonna build him back up again. We're gonna put you through buds, maybe seal buds of Fortnite.
You guys are gonna drill.
Will you ever quit? Matt goes, no. He's like, we're making Matt do beach workouts.
Who's gonna hold the boat?
It's a montage of Matt using one of those hand squeezers. 3 guys push you. What do you do? He goes, turn to a bush, to return fire, run. It's like he knows all the things now.
Oh, boogie man. Bomb, wrong.
Throw a boogie bomb and zipline, wrong. Shocking. Oh, that's so funny to think about. Oh shit, I'm probably getting a quiet down warning.
It's your birthday.
Oh no, it's a TikTok. No, it's fine. No, that's very funny. I mean, I get it, dude. It's hard to be bad at it. Like I remember, dude, when we had our boys' weekend like a year ago, when I was playing the drums, I was playing on easy, and everyone was laughing at me because I couldn't keep a rhythm. And I literally, like, it's so funny because it was not a good moment for me. Like, I thought everyone was gonna be like, "Wow, he's gotten good." Like, I got so good I could play like damn near hard, and no one said a damn word. I worked so hard to get good, and I remember I ripped the first set, and someone's like, "Yeah, good drumming." I was like. No one remembers how much everyone laughed at me last time. I remember Harley was doing spit takes on me. We're at the cabin. He just kept going.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, so that was rough. I don't know. Matt, what do you got for Wine Shine?
Damn. Well, guys, I'm going to wine shine to round us out for our favorite segment.
It's the best segment.
First of all, I am going to whine right at social media. Mm-hmm. There's this trend going around where people go, I will eat one sandwich for every follower I get. And then all of a sudden have 400,000 followers. And they'll go, I'm going to eat a sandwich for every 10,000 followers I get. And I'm like, buddy, that's not how this works.
Yep.
We want to see you eat 400,000 sandwiches, you
loser.
That's
why we followed.
Exactly.
I've
seen them all.
The only one who's been kind of doing, I don't know if he's still doing it, but it was a guy who was 29 days deep of betting every bit of money he wins on, or every follower he gets is a dollar he bets on blackjack, or was it 10 cents?
Like 10 cents.
10 cents for every follower.
He maxed out at $10,000.
But oh, he did. It's, yeah. I guarantee it started at a dollar and then it went to 10 cents and then it went to 10,000 max out.
Man.
But the only, so this all started, I think, this is my theory. Can I break it down?
Please.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that kid? He was like 9 years old and he goes, whatever the top comment of this video is, I'll do it. And it was, oh. Do you guys remember it?
I don't remember what the thing is, but I remember that happening.
I have a guess of what they said.
It's not as bad as you think.
I've got about three in my mind.
But it goes, the top comment was, and this kid is now going to Thailand. They said, I want you to take your family, move to Thailand, and start training in jiu-jitsu. Come back and work your way up through the UFC until you win a belt at the UFC. And then when you get past the mic on where your motivation was, you say it was all because of this comment here. And so the kid is actually going to Thailand to start training.
Dude, what an internet payoff that would be if they like, if he actually, imagine him in the championship fight and he's wearing like a shirt with a comment on it at the weigh-in. Yeah, like, he's 28-0, all submissions. Like, he's the best jiu-jitsu artist we've ever seen.
Yeah, but I think it's all started there, and then people started hounding it, and I've seen trash, gambling, sandwiches, homeless people, all
this
stuff.
I'll cut
this
off for Patreon if it's what Harley, what did you think the kid was going to do? Because I'll see if mine was the same thing. What did you think the kid? Oh, no, okay, never mind. Never mind. I thought they were going to, like, never mind, go ahead.
I was going to just say, I'm sure as you dug down the comments, there were some pretty bad ones, but the first one was, and boy, did the internet get behind it. It had like hundreds of thousands of likes on it.
Well, yeah, because that one, it's like, that's not like super out of, like, it's like deep enough where it's funny as hell because it's like got so many layers, but not so harmful where it's like, kill yourself or like go into a crowded room and say the N-word. Like, I've seen those kind of things on those one too.
And then, like, never mind.
Go to Baltimore.
Go to Baltimore.
Baltimore. Oh man, that's so funny. All right, keep going, Matt. What else you got? Give it to us. All right.
I'm also gonna whine. I walked into my parents' house the other day and I was like, oh, my mom made cookies or brownies. Mm. And my dad goes, nope, it's a candle. And I was like, God damn it. Candles are getting to smell too good. It threw me off completely. And guess what? It threw him off completely. That's why he let me down.
Did you see how angry he was when he told you to? Nope.
Nope.
It's a candle. I also was tricked. Dude, that's going to get like the Looney Tunes like pie on a windowsill. You're going to have like a bunch of like suburban dads like lining up at your window with their noses out like, you guys making in here?
No, it's a candle. God damn it.
Third one this week. Yeah, I don't know. The candle game's a little too much for me. I think I like it. I like just like that hot cinnamon candle, like the red apple cinnamon bullshit that was always smelling at grandma's house.
Big red
candle. Dude, just fucking the big red three wick, make black on your ceiling candle. That's the one. They don't need all these fancy wood candles that make crackling noises. If I wanted a crackly fire, I'd light my fireplace. Just give me a candle. I like the mood lighting.
I got bad news for you. That candle's poison.
Good.
It's making you trans.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, we went in to a candle shop this weekend.
Harley silently nods.
Yeah, and I brought that up, and Anna's response was, everything's gonna kill us. I was like, that's a pretty.
It truly is. They're not giving us anything anymore. You can't have it. You can't sit. You can't stand. You can't walk. Don't wear your shoes. Don't wear no shoes. Don't wear flip flops, but certainly not Birkenstocks. And don't eat after 9, but don't eat after 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, they're literally like, dude, if you followed a truly picture perfect lifestyle, you'd have no fun, eat no food, go nowhere, and you just sit with your bare foot on the ground in the grass, not fertilized grass, field grass, and you'd stare at the sun directly into it. That's what they want. That's what the liberal media wants you to do. Just kidding on the last part. But Harley, I mean, am I wrong? How many restrictions are there to live a holistic life? It's truly like, if you followed everything down to a T, it's all contradictory. None of it really makes sense.
I mean, I kind of think the principles are all the same. Most of it is like, get back to it. Honestly, I'm feeling pretty vindicated in my hippie life because most of it is like, get back to natural. That's like, if I had to put a put a one.
You're on crutches right now. Like, you're going in for the fourth bioreconstruction of the same knee. You're going to tell me you're happy with your natural life. I eat 7,000 empty calories a day and I've got knees of steel. I run on Zevia. I'm a fucking Zaliever, dude. Do you Zalieve in magic? Because I do.
When I hurt my knee and Joe and I pulled out a Zin and Joe goes, oh, is that your medicine?
That's good.
The medicine man, dude. I don't know. I did make a couple Zalievers this weekend, though. Mm. By the end of the weekend, I had like four or five people being like, can I get one of those Zinger Zutziers? I'm like, of course you can.
Of course.
I was spreading
the gospel.
I was spreading the good zerd, dude. I was out there. I was on my zoo box.
Hey, just, you got to be on the top of that pyramid.
I was reaching, dude. My disciples. I was reaching. Nate, are you over the Zevia bit? I can see in your eyes. You're about done with this.
I love it.
The bloods, the zluds and the zrips. It's a real gang affair. What else you got, Matt? You got one more for us?
I do. I'm gonna shine, and I'm gonna shine hard. Guys, I figured out what my average superpower is. Would you like to know?
Mm. Yes. Can you also leg dab like that kid?
No, I can't, dude. I'm so unflexible. He also does stomach jumps. Look him up. And he's from Milwaukee. I found only because I follow weird people on Instagram.
Yes,
you do. Guys, I found my average superpower, and let me tell you, when I pass someone in the grocery store, you know, early on, you're kind of in the same aisle, you start running into them all the time. I could tell you within 3 seconds if they are later on going to have an immense amount of Mountain Dew in their cart or not.
Really? What's your statistical like? Guessing rate, you think?
Probably 100%.
Do you think the number one giveaway is wearing pajamas in public?
That helps. That helps.
What else is it? Winter coat, no matter the weather.
Yeah, a little bit of a crackhead energy, bedazzled jeans,
cigarette smell,
like horse girl gummy kind smile. Of vibes.
Gummy yeah. smile is a big one.
Yeah,
good point, Harley.
There.
Yeah, it's just I think it's a superpower of mine, and what I've found is that they don't just buy like one Mountain Dew; it is a cart of Mountain Dew or zero.
Yeah, it's the 4 for $5 deal, four packs, and you get them at $5 a piece or whatever.
And hey, I got nothing wrong with Mountain Dew. I dabble from time to time. I'll do a Diet Dew just to shake things up.
A Diet Dew is fine, though it does feel like you're pouring legitimate battery acid in your stomach.
It does, but
a regular Mountain Dew like is the opposite of energy. It feels like you're slowing your set. It feels like you're slowing your body down. Also, this okay, are we all right? Just hit it. No volume.
I can't hear it.
Shit. Fuck.
I forgot how to do this. That's why I sent you a video.
I got it.
So I didn't have to do it.
Fuck shit.
Oh, is this the segment for it?
No.
Oh my god. We got a little bonus after this?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Look at that, dude. What a tight little hour we put out today. We were organized. I only had to tell two long-winded stories.
I tried this one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
That guy's on it.
I tried a what? I tried this one chew one time.
One chili. It was like a chili festival.
Tried this one chili, had to drink the whole 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
Right there. Explains it all. You look at that guy in the grocery store, you do the ocular pat down, and you say, yes.
Do you guys remember Volt?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Volt used to put my stomach in knots. I'd show up. My mom was like, you're hanging with those fucking skater kids again, aren't you? Because I'd be drinking a Volt and be like, kind of like cussing her out a little bit. God, skater phase. I'm glad none of you guys had a skater phase. What an ugly phase.
Just wearing blown out Vans.
Dude, I wore blue, dude. No, Vans are the only shoe that fit my fat feet. I thought I found my tribe, dude. I remember, dude, I got into skitching. I would literally grab my skateboard and go on the back of one of the kids' mopeds, and he would go like 11 miles an hour, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, I couldn't do it. I, dude, hanging with the skater kids was like the worst part of my high school career.
That was an interesting detour you had on your.
Oh, dude, it was all the potheads. Like, it was such a weird. That was such a weird like 3 weeks. I just was like, I went from goth to skater. I think I had to pass through them to get back
natural
to normal.
Evolution.
Oh my god, dude! And they still like, I still see them now, and I'm like, I think that they remember how bad I was. And then I played GTA with them at night. They all make fun of me, and I was like, this is cool. This is fun. This is a good time, dude. I like when you guys run away. You all get in a helicopter and run away from me, and I chase you in a car going, come on guys, let's play. I like that. It's fun. Anyways, let's do the treat.
All right, I will.
We got a downloaded video or audio
treat. It's a video.
It's a video.
There might be multiple things. I don't know if Nate,
there's
was
gonna
ever
be Mr.
to
Chen on
done.
It I just know it.
Yeah, I have a
oh, shit.
Little view as well.
Is this Patreon then?
No, this is real.
Mr. Chen cannot be on here.
No, it's not. I promise.
Okay. Oh. Oh, you want the car?
You can't show Mr. Chen, but let me do my
happy
Mr.
birthday,
Chen
tomato boy chub. YouTube listeners, check us out on YouTube.
Another turn and the dogs and grabbed you by the rest to let you where to go.
Amazing. Oh my god.
Milady.
It's not a question but a lesson learned in time.
It's something unpredictable. Dude, fuck you guys. This is crazy. Lady who drove that green van was a fucking monster. Dude, that's amazing. Is that you guys singing?
No, I found a video of some kid. It was a bad cover, and he is a goth kid singing this song.
Wait, can I play you a cover of that song real quick before
yes,
you play your next treat?
Please do.
This is a comic in our scene that was he's saying it. He'll never hear this, so I don't really care. Let me scroll and find it. Dude. All right, ready?
And playing guitar?
No, he sings too.
No, I know, but he's playing guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swing in your...
It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable. In the end, that's right. Hope you have the time of your life.
Time, yeah.
Dude, okay. Now, number one, the guitar playing is actually solid. I played it for Lucy. She's like, he's a good guitar player. But the singing, he posted on Facebook in color, and I changed it to black and white and zoomed in on it. And I just kept putting it as the background to a bunch of like drive homes from stand up and sending it to Jack in the comics. Another turning point of forks in the road.
That's bad.
Yeah. So I just want to play that for you.
The confidence level that some people have is bananas.
Yes, yeah,
but that I will say that there's two parts to this gift, Chum. One, kept it under 30 seconds so we wouldn't get booted off of YouTube. You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
And two, I was looking for a really bad one like that, and so I'm unfortunate I didn't find it earlier.
It's beautiful.
And for my gift, we will not be getting kicked off YouTube for it because it is a Nathan Steubing original.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Happy birthday, Hayden. Or shall I say chum? Your brother might be a doctor, but you have a PhD in shit, piss, and cum. Your face is a triple McDouble, no vodka or rum. You are a gamer, but you have two toes for thumbs. Coca-Zola quenches your thirst. When it comes to being a great friend, you are certainly well versed.
Oh, I thought the voice was coming. I thought you bait switched me there.
You are probably jamming some butt rock. Praise God, aka Fred Durst. On this special day, I hope you have fun. I hope Lucy makes you burst. But always remember, the phone eats first.
Yes, dude. Fuck you. That's amazing, dude. Birthday. Men should write each other poetry more often. I think there's something beautiful about that.
I love the amount of poems I've written for this podcast specifically is off the charts.
There was like summer of 2018. I think I wrote like a poem a week. I was literally like churning out a poem. Anytime something happened, I'm like, I should write a poem about that. I was Rolf Wander Emerson of bad poems.
I think everyone goes through there. I should do slam poetry, but
while we're on the idea of playing content for the podcast and also poems, can I play my egg rap that you guys never?
Oh yeah, dude! I totally forgot. Yes,
hit us with the egg rap. Hit us with the egg rap, and then I've got a question for us, and then we're done.
Okay.
You do the question first. I got to download this.
Okay. All right. So this is a question from Lucy as we wrap it up, because I can see Harley twirling his mustache anxiously. Would you rather wear a fedora 24/7 for the rest of your life? You can't even take it off. Even if you're showering, sexy time, anything, you're wearing a fedora no matter what. Or every single drink you have for the rest of your life has two drops, just two drops of your enemy's pee in it.
Like water, not just drinks.
Yep, any drink you have the rest of your life, two drops of piss.
What if I just want a sip of water?
Then it's scaled down. We'll scale it down. Yeah, we'll scale it down. But like an 8-ounce cup of water has two net drops of piss. And it varies by their hydration level. So your enemy could be very well hydrated. He probably wouldn't even notice. But on a hungover day, if your enemy's hungover, you're getting like some orange piss.
Fuck.
Or you're publicly humiliated.
And personally, you have to have sex in that thing.
I think it only scales down too. Like if I was like, I'm gonna drink a liter of water right now all at once, it's still only two drops of piss. That's a fair amount of dilution considering there's two drops of stuff that's making the frogs gay in all of our water.
Yeah. I think I'd take the piss.
Are you taking a piss, mate?
I think I'd take the piss, mate.
I just carry Mio with me everywhere, I think, which would help.
I'll take a water, two drops piss, two drops Mio, please.
Counteract the piss. I think I'd get used to it, but I will say on the other end, I have been forced to wear a fedora at my bash, and let me tell you, it's a vibe.
It's only a vibe because 10 dudes were like, you look fucking good, dude. We're like, no one's ever gonna come to the grocery store.
You don't think that would happen all the time?
No, I don't. I mean, you do look good in a fedora. Make no mistake, you look good.
M'lady.
M'lady, your carriage waits.
Yeah.
All right, Nathan, serious egg wrap, and let's get out of here.
All right.
I totally forgot about the egg wrap, dude.
What's up, y'all? I'm just out here in the studio, putting up beats, you know, making records. Just out here trying to make it, you know, grinding. you know, sit back, listen to the new track. Yo, money. The egg came first. I ain't no chicken, bitch.
Ad lib.
Fell down on the sun side. I don't give a fuck. I'm a devil egg, baby. Come on, crack a smile. I put a mile 8 or maybe 8 mile. Cook to the pan or the pot to boil. Yellow belly running as I get the oil. I'm the king of breakfast. You could never beat me. My father knows.
You can never beat me is a great line. That's fucking fantastic, by the way.
That glorious.
So yeah.
so kind of cook it up. Nate, I'm the king of breakfast. You can never beat me is a fantastic egg line. Salutes. That's a fucking double meaning. Great line.
Lil every Wayne single essence. One was an egg
pun. Yeah. I know, but that one I didn't like. That one didn't like hit me right. Like that one, like it wasn't. It was. I couldn't have gotten there myself. You know,
yellow belly running.
Did you say the egg came first, bitch?
Yeah. I said, what was the open? I can't find it.
And there's just the middle song. I don't give a fuck. All right. It's final thoughts.
My first line was, I ain't a chicken, bitch.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm an egg. What the cluck?
Amazing.
Holy shit, dude.
Matt, Stardust, final thoughts.
Make your friends poetry sometimes.
Yeah.
And they'll enjoy it. Or a movie or a song, even if it's about eggs. If you want to see Chum's tribute video, it'll be on Instagram some point in the near future. Maybe not. Who knows? That's how we do things around here. But hey, join the Patreon if you want to get a little extra content. And if you see one of us around, say happy birthday, because you're probably going to get somebody that it is.
Yeah, you'll be damn close. Harley, final thoughts.
I agree with everything Matt said. The boys are buzzing right now. You got a good chance of scoring if you say happy birthday to the Tuesday Ketchup, because this is your month. This is your time to shine. Mm-hmm. My other final thought is test your ocular pat down. Matt's got the right idea here. See if you know whether or not they're going to get a big 30 rack of soda. And you know they're real classy if they get Zinger Zitzer in the cart. So that's the real, the haves and the have-nots of society. Do they fill their cart with Zinger Zitzer or Diet Dew?
That's how you know they're taking care of themselves.
Exactly.
Nate, final thoughts for us.
What's up, shitheads? This is Nate from Nathan Nation. And I ain't no chicken, bitch.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
My final thoughts. Prayers up for Harley's knee. If we get your fours up. Fours for the fourth surgery. If we get your fours up, we're hoping it's not four. We want to stay at three. Three ball. Keep Harley on and off crutches. And my other final thoughts. Give us a five-star review. We've been churning it out. Or just join the Patreon. They've been getting... We always say we're not doing a Patreon, and then we end up doing like 45 minutes of Patreon, which is like, in my opinion, some of the more funny conversation we have. Definitely. Because there's no fucking rules. Anyways, we love you guys. We hope you had the time of your lives listening to this episode. Another turning point of force in the road. This has been the Tuesday Catch-Up, and you're all caught up. One, two, three.
Hurry, boy.